So if you've ever taken any of my courses, you know that I don't like wasting time. In this video, we're just going to jump right in about the course. Because what I would like to share with you in this video is some of the core foundational beliefs that I have built and based my practice on over the last 8 to 10 years. Now, it's important that we do have some core foundational beliefs, because this is pretty much what gives us the guidelines of which we'll ultimately go on to adhere to. First and foremost, beliefs must be the guidelines that we actually live by. Because if we're talking about life coaching, what we're actually talking about here is leading people in a certain direction in life. And the most effective way to lead people is by example. So what I want to share with you here are some core beliefs, or some presuppositions, or the foundations that we really want to spend some time considering in view of building into the context of our own lives, if we haven't already done so, so that we can then in turn pass and share these beliefs on through the way in which we live over onto other people. If you're with me, if that makes sense. So the first thing I would like to mention, and please bear in mind, all right, I'm not just going to throw some bullet points here and just leave you high and dry. This is just more of an introduction, all right? You're going to understand what all of this means in a lot more detail as we continue to work throughout the course. This is more just a quick introduction to where it is that we're heading, all right? And the first core belief, this is crucial, all right? If we're thinking about life coaching or enhancing the quality of our relationships with anyone in any way, it's absolutely crucial that we become effective around other people. So this number one core belief is a real big one, and this is that there's no such thing as a bad intention. Now, if I was to ask you a question right now, all right, have you ever woken up in the morning and said to yourself something along the lines of, oh, today, you know, I would just love to get myself out there and really offend some people. Oh, I would just like to get out there and make a huge mistake, you know, waste some money, really upset someone, I'd like to lose my job, just completely screw my life up. Well, the answer most likely is no. No one ever says that. No one ever intends for these things to happen. But yet, if you go on to become a life coach, guess who's going to be coming to you? That's right, people who've made some mistakes, and many people who've completely screwed their lives up. So it's important for us to understand that although some people will do some crazy and ridiculous things in life, some things that we may never even necessarily understand, it's important for us to accept that there's no such thing as a bad intention. Because you see, if we're talking about life coaching, we're talking about building relationships, and all relationships are built and based upon trust. Trust is developed over a process of time. And the only way that you could ever judge another human being is through incorrectly judging or making a false assumption about their intentions. So as a life coach, it's crucial that, you know, our number one priority at all times is preserving the trust in the relationship. And this is absolute gold for you in the context of your day-to-day relationships as well, all right? There's no such thing as a bad intention, but as a life coach, the role that you're going to be vested into and what it is that you're going to be taking responsibility for is establishing what the intentions were. Because once you understand what someone's intentions were, it doesn't really matter what they've done. Guess what? You come to better understand the person. So really, you know, what you're actually becoming here is more of a detective, an intentions detective, kind of like Sherlock Holmes, where what you're looking to discover is what people's intentions are when they do the things they do and when they've done the things that they've done. Because if you understand a person's intention, you guess what? You naturally go on to understand the person. So again, I'm going to be sharing all of this in a lot more detail later on throughout the course. But the second core belief that I'm going to urge you to build into your life is that the past doesn't equal the future. Now, please allow me to quickly explain what I mean by this. In life, what is it that holds most people back? What is it that prevents people from really pursuing the things that they want to pursue in life, from, you know, fulfilling their goals, from pursuing and achieving their dreams and all that sort of thing? What is it that prevents people from asking out that dream guy or asking out that dream girl or taking that risk or building that business? People are scared of failure. And if you think about it, right, what is failure? How is it that you, personally, and I'm asking you here, how is it that you would ever know that failure was a bad thing? Unless you'd failed at something in some way at some point in the past. So what I'm saying here is that in life, we're basing every single decision that we make upon outcomes that we've already experienced based on similar decisions that we've made at some point in the past. And here's the thing, when people believe that their past equals their future, people expect that they're going to experience more in the future of what they've already had in the past, then if someone's experienced a load of failure or rejection in the past, they're going to be less likely to pursue the goals and bigger things and dreams and visions on into the future. So as life coaches, what we're actually helping people to do is manage their own internal processes and realize that, you know, yesterday is history, tomorrow's an absolute mystery, and today is a gift, and it might be our very last. Therefore, what reason could we otherwise possibly have for not taking risks, getting ourselves out there, and doing the things that we fundamentally want to do in life? Because if we're not doing these things, we're going to remain stuck in a rut, going round and round in circles like most other people out there, which ends in complete unfulfillment. It's quite a meaningless way of living life, isn't it? And this is really why people are going to come to you for life coaching, because they fundamentally find themselves in a rut that they don't know how to get out of. So if the past doesn't equal the future, this kind of leads us nicely onto the next core belief that I would like to share with you. And this is that no one is broken. Now, this is something that I want to mention right now. At this stage of the course, I do appreciate it's only the second video. And if you've got your learning log, write this one down, because this is crucial, all right? Now, in the world of personal development and self-improvement, there are people out there who like to make themselves out to be gurus. You know, the mystical, magical workers who can mystically heal people's bodies, souls, minds, all these sorts of things through their guruism, all right? You know, people who can click their fingers, do a hypnotic something and make someone's lifetime of stuttering go away. Just to be clear here, we're not talking about magic, we're talking about really rational, practical ways of helping people through problems. And how we're going to be able to be really objective in our approach to this is if we accept the fact that no one's broken. Now, the problem that you are going to come across and be faced with is that many people believe that they are. Many people out there believe that they're victims, they're broken, they're damaged, they're not good enough in some way. And all of these things are what we're going to refer to as being limiting beliefs that they've learned at some point in the past that they're projecting on to their expectations of the future. And this is what holds people back and prevents them from doing the things that they really want to do. So if we assume that no one's broken, then that means it can only really be our role as life coaches to help people fully understand and accept just how unbroken they actually are. Because if you think about it, you know, if we assume and accept that we're completely unbroken, in fact, we are whole, we're full, then that means that there's potentially nothing that we can't go on to achieve and accomplish in our future. Which therefore then leads us nicely onto the core belief number four. And this is that everything is achievable. Now, as you're watching this right now, you might believe that everything isn't achievable, in which case you're already going to be disagreeing with me. And if that's the case, then you're not going to be able to offer anyone else much hope or inspiration for a life better than what they've already previously had. Now, what I would like to say here is that whilst everything is achievable, it might not always be achievable today, all right? What I'm going to say here is that if you think about it, we're all brought into this world as babies, little bambinos, clean slates. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was a little baby, you know, the first day I popped out, I didn't look at mum and dad and say, gee, hi mum, hi dad, thanks for having me, thanks for squeezing me out, that must have been quite a traumatic experience for you. I didn't say these things, because I hadn't yet learned how to speak. I hadn't yet gone through the process of language acquisition. Now, you see, in the same way that we learn to speak in life, we learn to do things. And if you think about it, you know, 40 or 50 years ago, a couple of men jumped in a spaceship and went up to the moon. But, you know, 10, 20 years before that, people would have said, that's completely impossible. No one can go to the moon. What we're saying is, as a human race, technology and science is evolving at such a phenomenal rate. There's nothing at all that isn't achievable for us as human beings. Why? Because we're all innately creative. The only thing that's ever going to prevent us or hold us back from achieving anything in life is the beliefs that we've developed about ourselves at some point in the past that tells us that we fundamentally can't. You see, there's a nice little video I'm going to share with you later on in the course that's going to illustrate this point so that you come into full agreement with me. But if you think about it, we all have the ability to do all things all of the time, if we so choose and if we really want to do these things. The only thing that's preventing you from getting out there and successfully achieving anything that you want to achieve in life is the appropriate strategy. But once you have a strategy or a plan in place for doing whatever it is you want to do, there's nothing else other than hard work, time and effort that's going to prevent you from getting out there and doing it. So if, for example, you want to go on to become a successful, world-renowned life coach, then there's nothing stopping you. This is completely achievable. And throughout this course, I'm going to share with you absolutely everything that I have that's going to help you to be as effective as what you possibly can be in making progress towards getting there. So I'm going to give you and help you out as much as I possibly can. And this brings us last and finally on to the last of the five core beliefs that I want to share with you at this stage of the course. Because incidentally, we are who we believe we are, and the greatest limitations in our life are the limitations that we believe we have. When people come to you for life coaching, for help, for guidance, for wisdom, for counselling, for support or for help, many people, as we've already established, are going to believe on some level that they're broken. What I would like to share with you here personally is that empowerment comes via taking full responsibility for your life. Now, over the years, I've had many clients come to me, you know, Kane Ramsey, I would like to book some life coaching sessions. And I've had some ladies and some gentlemen. You know, I live just north of Edinburgh here in Scotland. I don't know whereabouts in the world you live. And Scotland, we're a funny breed of people. In Scotland, or in Fife, where I live, you've got men. The men are manly. They're strong and manly men. And then the women, in some instances, are even manlier. We're quite a mixed up, angry race and breed of people. But what I see throughout society is a real unwillingness to assume responsibility for life. For example, if you were to stand in some of the town centres on a Thursday afternoon, you're going to see big long queues outside the Dole office where people are signing on to get their job seekers benefits and all these sorts of things. Now, I'm not dissing anyone's circumstances or situations in life, but what I am saying is many people live completely disempowered lives because they haven't yet taken full responsibility for their lives. All right. If you think about it, if no one's broken, then that also means that there are no victims in life. Now, don't get me wrong, sometimes bad things happen to good people. And there's nothing we can do about that. Think about it, I can't control the things that other people say or do to me, and you can't control the things that other people say or do to you. But we can control and be in complete charge of how it is that we choose to respond to those things and to those people. If we choose to wear the victim hat, then we're going to feel hard done by and end up living in a completely disempowered way. But if we say, okay, sometimes bad things happen, then we don't have to let these things crush us. We can actually take them off our shoulders, put them on the floor, stand on them, and use them as a foundation on which we can build and base the rest of our lives upon. What we're talking about here is living our lives in a way where we're no longer crushed by the things that happen to us or by the things that people say or through the way in which other people treat us, but we actually just bounce off that stuff. That stuff becomes water off a duck's back, where we are developing the sense of inner resilience, where it doesn't really matter what happens to us in life, because we become completely consistent in the way in which we respond to these things. Now, I've pretty much just said all of this in one breath. See if you can do that one. But this is really important stuff, and I want to give you a real general overview here on the direction in which we're going to be heading throughout the course. Yes, I'm going to be sharing with you some theories, some techniques, some models, some practices. There's going to be quite a lot of workbooks and things for you to really get your teeth into. There's going to be a lot of stuff throughout this course that I'm going to ask you to seriously reflect on and apply in the context of your own life. Because if you don't reflect on this stuff and apply it in the context of your own life, then you're never going to be in an influential position where you could lead other people to follow you. So these are the core beliefs that I build into my life. They're the core beliefs that I pretty much build and base my life on. I've shared them with you. I'm going to encourage you to take note of them. And before skipping on to the next video, take 5 to 10 minutes to consider how these core beliefs might outwork themselves in the context of your life. So that's all for now. And I'll look forward to seeing you in the next clip.